preciousness of your word gives light, it gives understanding to the simple. In Jesus' mighty name. John chapter 2, 1 to 11. John chapter 2, 1 to 11. We're going to read out loud. One to go. And the third day, there was a marriage in the
Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And when Jesus was called, and his disciples, and when the wine was gone, the mother of Jesus said unto him, "We have no wine." Jesus said to her, "Woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is come." That's what he said unto her. So
beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. I felt strongly that we should interrupt our series on the principles of the doctrines of Christ, which we would continue next week. We're around for a while to share this. Our theme for the month has been that the sound of rejoicing and what of salvation shall be heard in the tabernacle of the righteous. And you will find a connection between rejoicing and wine. Amen. 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 Please be seated. Very quickly, we have to round up, but this is a very special service, prophetic in nature, teaching and prophetic, and you know, at some point rejoicing, because you have to bust out rejoicing. You know, after the challenge, many people have celebrated the word, posted it, water to wine, you know, rejoice with it, and which is very good. But even better is the ability to know how to war and engage a word of prophecy. What did I say? War and engage. Paul said to Timothy to do what? To war with the words of prophecy that was given to him. So it came strongly in my heart. You know, I had a few signs here and there to just speak, you know, to our church and whoever will join online, you know, so that they are better able to maximize the word of the Lord to us. Amen. And it's interesting that the Bible says that this is the beginning of what the miracles of Jesus. Isn't it amazing that Jesus marked out his miraculous ministry by turning water to wine? You see? So in other words, water to wine is very, very instructive. Theologians would teach about the law of the first fruit, first mention, that whatever appears first in scripture must be given utmost attention. So it's interesting that Jesus began his ministry of signs and wonders and miracles by turning water into wine. So water into wine. Very quickly, let's look at what this means. You know, let's give a few definitions. We're going to look at water. Water in scripture is really symbolic of the word of God. The Bible talks about the washing of the water of what? the word, the washing of the water of the word. And I'm going to give you those scriptures immediately. And water is also used and known to be used for cleansing. Say cleansing. It shows different aspects of God's power. It symbolizes cleansing, as in washings in the Old Testament sacrificial system. Exodus 30:18 to 21, but we won't read every one of them. We can read verse 18. We have Leviticus 16:4. I need somebody in the choir to have a mic to help me. Because of time, maybe Faye. Read Exodus 30:18. Media, can you?
To wash withal, and thou shalt put it between the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar, and thou shalt put water therein. For Aaron and his sons shall wash their hands and their feet thereat. When they go into the tabernacle of the congregation, they shall wash with water, that they die not. Or when they come near to the altar to minister, to burn offering made by fire unto the Lord.
Amen. So let's stop there. That's really not our focus. So we see another scripture in Ephesians 5:26.
That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word.
The washing of the water by the word. Say the washing of water by the word. So we see water there representing the word of God, the ministry of the word of God. And its sanctifying and cleansing ability. In other places, this will not really be a concern. Water is a symbol of life. Sometimes we also see water in adverse situations like floods. Genesis 6:9. But in most cases, water is a symbol of blessing. Amen. It's a symbol of blessing. You can read from Isaiah 35:1-7. Isaiah 35:1-7. But for our discussion this morning, we are looking at water as the word, primarily as the word. Amen. So let's go to the wine, which is our focus. Wine. Wine. I'm not talking of alcoholic wine. Amen. So, those of you struggling with drinking, don't say this is a confirmation from pastor. You see, amen. It's non-alcoholic wine made from grape. That's what the Bible talks about. In the Bible, wine holds a significant place, both in terms of literal definition and symbolic meaning. Okay. Wine is symbolic of the blood of Jesus. You know that from the New Testament. 1 Corinthians 11:23-25 is symbolic of the blood of the new covenant. Wine is also symbolic of joy. Say joy. See celebration and abundance. Genesis 27:28.
Therefore, God give thee the dew of heaven, and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine.
Amen. So we see that wine is indicative of what? Abundance and blessings, both spiritual and physical. Amen. I prophesy to someone, you would experience the abundance of God's blessings. In this season, may God make your water into wine. Additionally, wine is frequently used as a metaphor for spiritual enlightenment, representing the joy and fulfillment of a close relationship with God. Amen. So let me just read up a few things that I've written here. I've mentioned that it's indicative of abundance, celebration, and blessings, and joy. Amen. We read in Ephesians 5:18, it says, "Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled what with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs." The Holy Spirit there draws a parallel between wine and the Spirit. So when we talk about wine, we're also speaking about the presence of the Spirit. Amen. Jesus spoke about new wine. New wine speaks about the new way, the New Testament. You know, old wine speaks about the old covenant, the old way of approaching God. Hallelujah. So wine is very symbolic in our walk with God. Psalm 104 verse 15, something else about wine.
And wine that maketh glad the heart of man.
You see there, we said there's a link between wine and rejoicing. You see that? And don't look at this literally, all right? So don't go and say, pastor said if you drank wine, and then go and take the one that has 17% alcohol and say you are joyful. No. Amen. A wine that maketh glad what? The heart of man. An oil to make his face shine, and bread which strengtheneth man's heart. So I've said that wine can also symbolize the presence of the Spirit. Amen. But you see, we also know that negatively we see wine used in Scripture. The Bible says that wine is a mocker. Amen. We're not talking about that now. If you're in this house and you're a child of God, you know that drunkenness is the works of the flesh. It's one of the expressions of the work of the flesh. Amen. And I tell people, if you find a drunk person, it comes with other attachment. That's why they call it spirits. People who are given to drunkenness, there's a relationship with making bad decisions. That spirit comes with other attachments, immorality, bad decisions. If you are struggling with that, may God deliver you. Another scripture that wine is connected with celebrations, Deuteronomy 7:13. Celebration is about to be heard in your home. Remember, this is a prophetic word. This is a prophetic word. Deuteronomy 7 verse 13. I want you to read this like a prophecy. One, two, go.
And he will love thee and bless thee and multiply thee.
He will also bless the fruit of thy womb and the fruit of thy land, thy corn and thy wine, and thy oil, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. In the land which is swear unto thy father to give thee. Amen. So, in a nutshell, I'll just mention a few things that the concept or the idea of water to wine can mean. I'll just list it out. And then we'll go to our text and share a few points. Rejoice and activate this, and you take this home and practice it. Amen. We've shared that wine, water to wine, is symbolic of the word of God, water, becoming flesh. So Jesus said, fill the water, the vessels with water. And when they drew it, they had wine. So it can mean the word of God becoming flesh. Say the word becoming flesh. It can indicate promise to fulfillment. Say promise to fulfillment. Prophecy to performance. Luke 1:45. Blessed is he that believes, for there shall be what? A performance. So this is how do I make God's promises, God's prophetic words over my life become what? A reality. That's what we're talking about when we mean water to wine. It can also mean spiritually logos to rhema. Say logos to rhema. Yes, that the word of God that you read on the surface can become a living, revealed word. The rhema word of God. Amen. May somebody go from logos to rhema. Amen. In this season, may the word of God open up to you. Amen. How many of you know that when you get a rhema word, for those who get rhema word, it has almost an intoxicating feeling. You feel like you are bubbling. There's a bubble. It has the same effect as a wine. When the word of God opens up to you, when the logos of the word, when the written word becomes the living word by the ministry of the Spirit, that's water to wine. May you experience a water to wine in your walk with God. Amen. That's not interesting, some people. If I said receive carnal, I said may you experience water to wine in your walk with God. Amen. It can also mean your prayer to power. Amen. When you get into your prayer time, as you begin to pray, you begin to burst out with power. Your water becomes wine. You know, there is a time in prayer. You know, when you start praying, you can feel that you are not there yet. You are still in this realm. You know, you are conscious of this realm. You are conscious of what to eat. You are conscious of emails. You are conscious of what your husband is going to buy for you, what your wife has not done for you. You are praying. But as at a point in time, as you keep pressing in, you feel that someone has taken over, that the Holy Ghost has taken over. Then you feel that you are out of this world. You feel that you are a thousand times stronger. That's when your water becomes wine. That's when the fire causes the water to boil. May your prayer become power. Amen. It also means your expectation becoming celebration. How many of you have expectations here? Oh, let me ask people. How many of you have expectations here that you've been waiting for? I came as a prophet this morning to tell you that your expectations will become celebrations. I say your expectations shall not be cut short. It also means from one level of love to another. In this season, we are trusting God that your marriage will grow in sweet wine. It's not an accident, it's not a coincidence, and not by chance that the first miracle of Jesus was at a marriage. We are back to this kingdom marriage thing again. Marriage is important to God. It symbolizes what? Christ and the church. It's a prophetic sign that represents how God relates with us. Amen. It's instructive that Jesus performed his first miracle in a marriage ceremony. Can I prophesy right now? Every dying marriage in the oasis, under the sound of my voice, I say, receive new wine. Receive fresh wine. They said of Jesus, people normally share the good wine when the marriage begins, the wedding begins. Why did you keep the good one? Because with God, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. It doesn't matter how your marriage is going now. Can I prophesy? In this season, receive new wine. Receive new wine. It is Father's Day. Can I prophesy as your father? I say every marriage struggling, receive new wine. It also means growth and transformation, because that's what happens. That's what happened, actually. Water became wine in the wine press of the Spirit. In this season, you are going to experience growth. You are going to experience transformation. First of your life. First of your life. And guess what? It says, be ye transformed by what? By the renewing of your mind. And what renews our mind? The Word of God. The Word of God. So it, water to wine is more than breakthrough. It's more than my earthly natural requests are met. It's even more so about your spiritual life. And in this season, you'd experience a water to wine encounter with God. It means your investment has yielded profit. If only you believe that I'm prophesying. I said Jesus said, fill the water pot. He said, invest. Some of you are invested in areas that you've not seen profit. In this season, may your investment yield profit. Sometimes it may not be in business. You've invested your emotions. You've invested your time without results. In this season, you would experience your wine. So let's quickly look at it. How to see your water turn to wine? How does this happen? The how is always the thing we want. John 2, very quickly. And the third day there was marriage in Cana of Galilee. And the mother of Jesus was there. Was there.
And both Jesus was called and his disciples.
To what? The marriage. Jesus is the one who changes water to wine. Say, Jesus is the one who changes water to wine. Now, before you expect him to make your water to wine, the first thing to ask is, was he involved in the process in the first place? So that you don't just expect something that is not in his will. Jesus was invited. Jesus was there. That wine you are expecting, who initiated the process? Is it his will? That's what it means. Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples. Of course, you know, Jesus will not go where God has not sent him. Why? Because he doesn't complete what he did not begin. Many people have started things in the flesh. You know, you sent yourself, you ventured into things that God has no business with, and you're expecting him to finish it. Philippians 1:6 says, and being confident of this very thing, that he who what? Begun a good work in you will what? Complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. He doesn't complete what he did not start. Maybe you are here, you are praying for that wine, you are in this relationship, Lord, let my water turn to wine. Let it be. But he's saying, I didn't even send you to that relationship in the first place. Which one are you expecting? The only red thing that may come out of it is water to blood, pain. If you are in something that God did not send you, may God deliver you now. Stop expecting wine from where Jesus is not. Jesus and his disciples were called and he went. So that marriage was his will. Is God speaking to somebody? This is a word for somebody. He is called the author and what? The finisher of our faith, not just finisher, is the author and the finisher. Don't expect him to finish what he did not initiate or author. Do this, Lord. Do it, Lord. The question to ask, did he start it? Did he initiate it? God is too organized to jump on projects he has not started. God is very focused. Ephesians 1:11. Let me read that scripture. Ephesians 1:11. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to what? The purpose of him who does what? Worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. He turns water to wine if he initiated it. He does how many things? Everything according to the counsel of his will. Stop expecting wine from a project that he did not begin. Are we learning? Colossians 4:12. This is an important point and I have to drive it in. So that you don't expect wine and think that God failed you when he did not send you. You see, I see people blaming God. I think there's a scripture in Proverbs. Get it for me. People make decisions. Oh, let me get that scripture. And then they blame him. Let me get that scripture. They run their own lives and they blame God in return. It's in Proverbs. Oh, can I find it? Who has the scripture? I can't find it now. Proverbs 19:3. Let's look at that before we go to Colossians 4. No. Proverbs is not the scripture I'm looking for. NLT translation. Go to NLT. Okay, yes. Put the NLT. Let's read it together. Because somebody's going to receive sense now. Want to go. Everybody read this, everybody. Want to go. People ruin their lives by their own foolishness and then are angry at the Lord. Where are you? Why am I here? And he's wanting. He's asking, what have I to do with you? Colossians 4:12, Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluted you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that ye may stand perfect and complete in how many? All the will of God for your life. How many? All. Raise your hand. Say, I receive grace to stand perfect and complete in all the will of God for my life. That's why the Bible says, you know, Proverbs 3 verse 5. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not what? On your own understanding. In how many of your ways? Father, I'm about to take this course. Is it your will? Lord, everybody is going to Canada. Is it your will for my life? Everybody is going to UK. Is it the will of God for my life? Lord, this guy is tall, black, handsome. This one, he has a good... But is it the will of God for my life? I want to drive home this point. Because it will determine whether you get your wine. Hallelujah. Let's read on verse 3. Are you being blessed? Verse 3. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. They wanted wine. You see, it was customary in those days that a wine was indicative of, you know, honor, glory. You know, the better the wine, the more, the better your standing in the society. So it was a sign and symbol of joy and glory. So an absence of wine was going to, you know, bring shame. And that's the truth. every now and then in life, everybody at some point will need wine. Everybody, the Bible says that you have clothed man with glory and honor. Man was made for honor. Man was not made for shame. So sometime in your life, you will desire wine. You will desire to settle down. You will desire to have a child of your own. You will desire to have a house of your own. You desire to have a ministry or purpose, you know, or come to a realization of the calling of God for your life. Because you see, until every one of us finds God's purpose for our lives, we will never be fulfilled. Your fulfillment in life is tied to, you know, discovery of your purpose. So they wanted wine. They wanted to celebrate. They wanted joy. They wanted their dreams to come to pass. Because water to wine is also your dreams coming to pass. It's your ideas materializing. A point will come in life when you need wine. And you better make sure Jesus is in your life. The mother said to Jesus, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman." Every time I read that, I'm like, "Ah. Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come." I was reading a commentary here, and they said that it wasn't as though he disrespected what? The mom. But you see, when it comes to spiritual things and the things of God, there is no emotions and sentiments. You know that? Because sometimes if we don't know how to draw the line with our loved ones, wanting to, you know, have that tenderness towards our loved ones and give them what they want, they can derail us. Hope you know that you and I are here because when Eve went to Adam, Eve may have said, AD, you won't eat this apple. Eddie, baby. So I gave you apple, you won't eat. And then Adam said, have to eat this apple. And he ate the apple and disobeyed God. And you and I are here today. There's a balance. So what did Jesus do? Jesus drew the line with being emotional and being spiritual. When it comes to the will of God, that said, "I would rather obey God than man." May our loved ones not make us astray. Not make us go astray. That's what I meant to say. Why? Jesus said, "Am I a wine seller? My time to act has not come." Let's read that. "My time to act has not come." Has not come. John 2. 4, amplified. John 2, amplified. I'm going somewhere quickly. I'm trying to lay the pipes quickly. One, two, go.
Jesus
said to her, "Dear woman, what is that to you and to me? My time to act and to be revealed has not yet come." We must know the difference with, you know, obeying God, hearkening to God, and yielding to our loved ones, our spouses. "Babe, everybody's going to Canada. Everybody's buying this thing. Everybody's living in Lekki. Everybody's doing this. I think we should do that." Vice versa. Men, women, women, men. And you forget that there is a God equation. That there is the will of God. "My time to act has not yet come." You know, I told my wife a long time ago, I said, "Baby, you know I love you. But when it comes to obeying God, I will lovingly obey God and beg you later." How many of you know that when you disobey God, two of you will land in the DJ? when they sent Adam and Eve out of the garden, was it only Adam they sent out? Yeah, it's two of you. May God give us wisdom. May we not have manipulative loved ones. This is a message. And stubborn and foolhardy. There are men here, your wife told you, don't do this thing. You did it!
Because you are the conqueror, the lion has come.
You did it!
Because you went to Cambridge. What does she know?
And you are in trouble. And you did not ask God. He said, what have I to do with you? My hour to act has not yet come. I'm showing you the secret of having your water to wine. Is somebody learning? Jesus once said, as I hear, I do, and my judgment is right. John 5:30. Let me run. John 5:30. Let's read together. I want to go. I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just. Because I seek not my own will. You see that? But the will of the Father which has sent me. So every time we have decisions to take, we must look for God's will. Every time there is a vital decision to take to change jobs. Husbands, you don't just change jobs because there is a higher paying job. No. You hold your wife, honey, let's pray. Let's see God's face. One wrong turn can set you back 10 years or more. One. My hour to act has not yet come. John 5:19, another scripture. John 5:19. Are you blessed? John 5:19. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can what? Do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, this also doeth. So Jesus said, I know I will not do anything without. Yes, I know you people need wine. You people want wine now. You see, that's how people come to us. Your relatives will come. Give me 500,000 for this one. This one. You just, wow. You don't give people stuff because they want it. You give people stuff because they are led. Because you are led. Some of us are too emotional. We get into trouble. So, but this is the good news. Let's read John 8:28 again. Just one more. John 8:28.
Then said Jesus unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself.
I do nothing of myself.
But as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things.
Verse 29.
And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him.
Remember when the devil came to Jesus and says, if you are the Son of God, do what? Some of us, or most of us, would have failed the test. I said, let me even show you this ugly devil that I have the power. May we not turn stones to bread because the devil told us to do it. What's the implication for us? For some of us, it's not that God doesn't want to give you that thing. It is just a timing issue. Say, it's a timing issue. It's a timing issue. It says, my time to act has not yet come. So it's not that one you're waiting for. It's not that God doesn't want you to have it. That celebration, that thing, is timing. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. But there is time for everything. Ecclesiastes 3:1. There is time. Say, there is time. You know, sometimes having the right thing at the wrong time is worse than not having it at all. Let me say it again. Having the right thing at the wrong time can be worse than not having that thing at all. There are people here who are believing God for big breakthroughs. But he has seen that you lack the character to sustain it. Oh, I keep saying this. You know, I'm a church boy. I grew up in the choir, church, served God. I have seen God bless people.
people who will pray, fast, roll, serve God. Small money enter their hands. Everything under his skirt, they are following. Every latest thing they want to buy. Because they perhaps got it at the wrong time and lacked, you know, avoided that process of character, of stature to host that which God wanted to do. May you be prepared for what you are praying for. I said, may you be prepared for what you are praying for. But for somebody here, I have good news for you. Your time is now. Only one person received it. I say, your time is now. I have a witness that you have been prepared for long. You have been prepared for long. Maybe this is not for everybody. For someone, the time to serve your wine is now. I said it's now. I'm prophesying. Heaven knows your time is now. Your time is now. You've gone through the fire, you've gone through the flood, and you've been faithful. You prayed, you fasted, you've given, you have served, and I came here to tell you that your time is now. I see you celebrating now. Oh, they've rolled out the carpets. They've rolled out the carpet. I see celebration. I see promotion. Because you've waited, you have tarried. Oh, yes, that's the song. I see you. Your time is not tomorrow. Your time was not yesterday. I came and I brought this message because your time is now. And do you know that when Jesus, if I were you, I would stand now. We've gotten to that place. When Jesus said to her, you know, what have I to do with you? And, you know, Mary was not offended because she knew her son. She knew that this person, see, the problem with the people who are related to anointed people is familiarity. If you receive your brother as a brother, you get a brother's reward. If you receive your husband as a husband, you receive a husband's reward. If you receive your wife as a wife, you get a wife's reward. But if you receive a prophet as a prophet, you get a prophet's reward. If you receive a righteous man as a righteous man, you will get a righteous man's reward. You know what she said? He said, you know what she said to them? He said, okay. Whatsoever he tells you to do, you better do it. Woo. Woo. Whatsoever. Whatsoever. He told them, he said, look, yes, I gave birth to this child, but this is not an ordinary child. This is the word of God revealed. I have watched his antecedents. I have watched this boy. He's a wonder. He's a sign and a wonder. I have seen him do miracles. Yes, his time may not come to do this now. But whatsoever he said unto you, do. Now, that's the secret. The secret to your wine is obedience. Whatsoever he said to you, do. In this season, God's going to give you some crazy instructions. He's going to give you some word. You're going to pray and you have some instructions. My prayer to you is that you find grace to obey. Whatsoever he tells you. So it's not automatic. Whatsoever he tells you. The same one who said, my time has not come. The next verse said, fill the water pots. What's that to us? Your time may not have come, but don't stop praying. Don't stop asking. Don't stop giving thanks. I came here, that flight was delayed, and I made this service because I'm sent to somebody to tell you that your season of water to wine has come. I have a witness that is for my in-law Lily. Your season has come. Your season has come. Your season has come. Your season has come. I don't know this young man from anywhere. Point him, talk him. I don't know you, but I sense that I came to tell you that that time has come. That time has come. That time has come. That time has come. I said I came here as a prophet. So receive
this humble vessel as a prophet. I say, whatsoever is said unto you in this season, do, you will do. If he says give, give. If he says pray, pray. If he says walk, walk. If he says eat, eat. If he says jump, jump. If he says praise, praise. If he says spin, spin. If he says rejoice, rejoice. Whatsoever. Faith is what facilitates transformation from water to wine. A step in faith is a step in the direction of God's creative power. Whatsoever. The word. Remember, water is the word. That's how you get the wine. It's not just water to wine. As you are shouting water to wine, you get instructions. Sometimes, as foolish as you want to go to church, the Holy Spirit will tell you, don't wear this black dress. Wear the white one. Because the person who was supposed to spot you was programmed to see a lady in white. Call this person. Don't bid with this value. Stay back one day. Whatsoever. Say whatsoever. You will receive instructions from this week. In fact, from today. From today. Did you forget? Peter said, we've been toiling all night. Luke 5. We've been toiling all night and we've caught nothing. Toil all night. And then this same one said, cast your nets. Cast your nets into that same sea. He's the difference maker. He's the difference maker. He's the difference maker. Cast your nets for a great catch. Call again. Apply again. Oh, you heard somebody say, you heard somebody say, I think who shared the testimony? At the third time, there was somebody who shared something. The third time, writing an exam, always failing. But when he brings a word, write it again. Write it again. Tell somebody, write it again. Open your mouth and speak in tongues. I feel there is a wine press here. Shabakabaratamene. There is a wine press here this morning. Whatsoever he said unto you. I don't know why I'm hearing this, but I hope I'm hearing correctly and I believe. I'm hearing agege bread. There's somebody here. The instruction, you have an idea to repackage that business in a way, something to do with bakery or something. That's your word. That's your word. That's your word. That's your word. I heard agege bread. I heard the agege bread now. Mary here is also a good example that you need good people around you. They didn't go straight to Jesus. They went to Mary. You need good people, and more importantly, you need the right people. For the days you can't hear God, at least get people who can hear God. Your circle of friends. Who are your friends? Who do you know? Who are your companions? Thank God they had a Mary who had access to Jesus and said, whatsoever this man, I know him. I know this my son. He's my son, but he's a prophet. He's my son, but he's the Messiah. He's my son, but he's the living word. He's the water walker. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the one who raised Lazarus. He said, verse 6, and there were set there 6 waters of stone. Let me close. After the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins. Do you know that 6 is the number of man? Man was made on the 6th day. I believe strongly that, among other things, speaks of man, you and I. He says, fill the water pot with wine. Let the word of God dwell in you. Remember, water is the word. He said, fill the water pots. Six is the number of man. Man was created on the sixth day. Also, vessels in the Bible are indicative of people. You shall be what? A vessel, what? 2 Timothy 2, verse 21. The vessels are water pots of stone. Man was made from the dust. This speaks of the humanity of man. And the fact that when Jesus is involved, he can make something extraordinary and supernatural out of that natural man. For we have this treasure in earthen vessels. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7. In this season, like never before, you've got to fill yourself with the word. Because you have to hear God. You get the wine because whatever he says to you to do, do. So, on what basis are you hearing? Do you have the word in your system? Let the word of God dwell in you what richly, Colossians 3. Speaking to yourselves. Let the word of God dwell in you richly. See, always says, read the word. What did I say? No, let a day not go that you don't read and meditate on the word of God. Now let me stop here. Are you ready for this? And Jesus said unto them, fill the water pot. In other words, his time had come. Fill the water pot. His time had come. When your time comes, a signal is that you start hearing some instructions. You start getting rhema word. The word of God coming to you is a signal that your time has come. Just like this word has come to somebody. It 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 has come to somebody. I saw him in a vision the other day. And God showed me verbatim of what was going on in his life. I saw expansion for you. I saw a new car. I saw a new, actually a Jeep. Not naturally alone. Vehicles are indicative of what? Destinies. When your time comes, your word will come. Until his time came, until his word came, the word of God, what? Tried him. Your word is a sign that your time has come. Say, your rhema word is a sign that your word has come. So he told them, fill the water pots with water, with the word, with prophecy, with the promises of God. And they fill them up to the brim. Wise people, to the brim. Fill them. Say, fill. Say, impute. Just like he said to Peter, cast. Genesis 8, 22. As long as the earth remaineth, seed, time, and harvest. That's the way he works. Fill with water. Many people are trying to draw from where they have not filled. They've not filled prayer. They've not filled giving. They've not filled commitment. And he said unto them, draw. Say, number one, fill. Number two, draw. Number one, fill. Number two, draw. Ah, Isaiah 12:3 says, with joy. Get me that scripture. With joy. Wine is not just an effect. Rejoicing is not just an effect of the wine, but it's also a way to get the wine. It's also a means. With joy shall you draw. With joy shall you draw. Somebody didn't get that. With joy shall you draw. That's the way you get your water to wine. Not by complaining. Not by murmuring. Not by saying, God, when? I told them online, I said, no. Move from God when to God thanks. Very often we get prophetic words, and when it's not happening, we just, you know, slide back into nonchalance, complaining, God when, God do. No, 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 no. The way to get wine is by rejoicing. With joy, with praise, with thanksgiving, you begin to say, thank you for my new wine. Thank you. You rejoice with singing. When the Lord turned again our captivity from Zion, oh, we were like, what them that dream? There was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongues with singing, with joy. Joy creates an atmosphere for your harvest. Joy creates an expectation for what you are praying for. Oh, can I give you 1 minute to release joy? Of time. Joy. Joy is a bucket. Joy. When I see your joy, I can tell your wine is on the way. When I see your joy, I can calculate how far your wine is. When I see your joy, I can calculate how close your wine is. I can tell when I see your gratitude, when I see your praise. Listen, you don't know this. If the devil steals your joy, he wants to steal your wine. Your wine is connected to your joy. It's not an accident that we got a word on rejoicing. That's the way you draw that which you have put in with joy, with thanksgiving. You don't say, God, when? You say, Father, I thank you because my time has come. Thank you for my day, the day to be revealed. Thank you for manifestation. You praise, you dance. When I see your joy, I can tell your wine is around the corner. When I see your joy, I can tell your wine. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Can I give you 1 minute? Celebrate the arrival of your wine. 1 minute. He turned it. He turned it. He turned it. Murmuring and complaining delays the arrival of your wine. Delays it. Draw. With joy you will draw. You better stop this thing where you've accepted depression as that's why I am. You're always sad. That's how we are. I don't. Joy. See, don't tell me you are joyful and it's not showing. When you are angry, it shows. Joy unspeakable, full of glory. From today, when the devil throws depression and gives you reasons to be sad, he's trying to delay your wine. I'm telling you, joy creates an expectation, creates an atmosphere. It's almost saying, ladies and gentlemen, what you've been waiting for, the very moment you've been waiting for. Have you noticed that when in wrestling, when the champion is about to come out, then a word comes, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, when your time is coming, your word comes. Ladies and gentlemen, the announcer announces, I came as an announcer this morning. I came as an announcer. I came. And if that person is really a champion, what happens is, you hear the people what shouting, releasing joy. So when the word comes, you must be, it must be accompanied by joy. Can I announce to somebody, ladies and gentlemen, what you waited for has come to pass. Has come to pass. Has come to pass. Let's release this joy for 3 minutes and we are done. We are done. We are done. We are done. And I want you to praise in the spirit. In the spirit. By say, Holy Spirit, help me. See, listen to me. Pastor, now, but I don't feel like being joyful. I don't feel joyful. Joy is a fruit of the Spirit. You don't have to feel like it. It's a decision. Like you decide to be holy. You decide to be righteous. You decide. Guess what? See, joy is what marks the believer. The kingdom of God is what? Righteousness, peace. If you are not a joyful believer, you are misrepresenting the kingdom. Let me say it again. If you are not a joyful believer, you are misrepresenting the kingdom. Joy is a marker. Joy is a fetcher. Joy creates an atmosphere of expectation. Before his word came, the word of God tried him. So when the word comes, it must be met by rejoicing. Ladies and gentlemen, oh, it says, I brought you a word that your time has come. Are you ready?
I want helmet, helmet for evil that turned it around for my good. Yeah, yeah, the devil told me, don't tell my life was over. He thought by now I'm evil. He thought I have no more. But that's when someone stepped in my situation. My heart in us now. Oh my.
7 days, you will hear some incredible water to wine testimony. Mark my words, in the next 7 days, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. What you've been waiting for, what has hung, what has been hanging. Oh, as you responded to the word of God with joy, I hear the word harvest. I hear harvest. I hear harvest. I hear harvest. Harvest of the past, of the present, rolled in one. The latter rain and the former rain and the latter rain, roll together. Bless his name. Headed in the spirit yesterday. Amen. Amen. As a seal, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, amen. Presence is all over this place. Oh, Jesus is here. The one who turns water to wine is here. Oh, he's in the room. He's in the room. Now, for someone here, before we close, your own wine is the wine of salvation. The water of the gospel is being preached now. Jesus came. He died. He rose again. He took upon himself the body of sin, that if you believe that sacrifice and confess with your mouth and put your trust in him, you will be saved. If you are here, you are not born again. This is the starting point. This is the first port of call for your wine. Pastor Nathaniel, I'm not born again. I come to church, I've been here for a while, but I'm not born again. In this atmosphere, I want you to raise your hand very quickly, very quickly. And I want you to raise your hand. Don't be ashamed. Now, those of you raising, Jesus is here. Run forward. Take your belongings and run. Now, his presence is here. We're going to pray one prayer and we are done. Quickly, 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 quickly. My God, I hear it. Whoa. Hey, amen, amen. My God, I just got a word from the Lord. Shaba kayede barata. Woo! Hey, aboko, ilemen. Those of you coming forward, come quickly. Ministers, attend to them quickly. Pastor Nathaniel, I am not born again. I want to surrender my life to Jesus. He's here. Come forward now. Wherever you are, wherever you are, we need to close. Ministers, help me with them quickly. Lead them to the Lord expressly. Quickly. Hallelujah. He's drawing them. That's right. That's right. Come to Jesus. Fine girls, fine boys, come to Jesus. Wise men look for Jesus. They follow the star. Any other person? Yes, thank you, babe. Go. Any other person? This is the starting point. Have you been blessed this morning? Now, while they lead these precious ones to the Lord, the Spirit of God just showed me, just took my heart to. There's somebody that God wants to do something special to. He wants to, let me read this scripture. Joel 2:23-25. And let this be a major take home for you. This word will produce. And I want us to read it as the word of the Lord. Remember when the announcer announces, what happens? It's met by what? Joy. Want to go? Where you have Zion, put the oasis. Want to go? Be glad then, ye children of the oasis, and rejoice in the Lord your God. He had given you the former rain moderately. I will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with wine and oil. Verse 25, let's go. And I will restore to you the years that the locust had eaten, the cankerworm. Open your mouth and say, Father, restore. Open your mouth, that's your word. Restore. This is somebody's word. Restore. 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 Somebody is receiving an arrears. The latter rain and the former rain. This month. The latter rain. The former rain. This month. The latter rain. Arrears will be paid this month. Rain, former rain this month. Latter rain, former rain this month. Latter rain, former rain this month. Latter rain, former rain this month. Restore the years. Someone is going to get accumulation of arrears this month. This month. This is the word from the Lord. Latter rain, former rain, this month.